And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of August, 2016. It was on this day in the year 410, Rome was sacked by the Visigoths, bringing an end to the Roman Empire, which at its height had stretched from Britain and the Atlantic to North Africa and Mesopotamia. The Visigoths came down from what is now Germany, led by their chieftain Alaric, who was in his mid-30s. They were incensed at the higher and higher taxes the Romans had exacted on the people in their outer provinces. So they started moving toward Rome. Alaric also wanted some position of respect within the empire. He had laid siege to the city of Rome. The Roman Senate paid him off. But when his demands were repeatedly rebuffed, he came back, waged an all-out attack, and Roman slaves rebelled. Many of them had been captured from Germanic tribes, and they opened the gates to Alaric in the middle of the night, and the Visigoths came in and burned and looted and raped and pillaged, though they did treat Christian sites and relics with some respect. It was on this day in 1456, the first edition of the Gutenberg Bible was bound and completed in Mainz, Germany. First complete book printed with movable type. Today is the birthday of the Argentinian poet and short story writer Jorge Luis Borges, born in Buenos Aires in 1899, who, with his book of short stories, A Universal History of Infamy, in 1935, gave us what we now call magical realism. It's the birthday of the writer Oscar Hiuelos, New York City, 1951, son of immigrants from Cuba, known for his stories of Cuban American life, including his book The Mambo Kings Play Songs of Love. And it's the birthday of the novelist John Green, born Indianapolis, 1977, best known for his very popular young adult novel The Fault in Our Stars, about two adolescents with cancer who fall in love. Here's a poem for today by William Reichard, Portrait of Viola. They lived without electricity. Their water came from a hand pump at the base of the windmill, a Nebraska farm, 1935. She said, "You can't miss what you never had." Drugstore goldfish in the water tank turned into giant orange and white carp, koi, prized in another country, another class. Her father threw them out into the prairie, claiming they'd poison the cattle. Rattlesnakes, a way of life, careful checking before eggs were gathered from the darkness of nesting boxes, everywhere, heat. Gone with the Wind, 1939, she was 14. During the war, she looked like one of the Andrews sisters. First child at 20, last at 39, all survived, save one, gone at 30. The death of her daughter turned her hair white. 84, and she's lived alone for longer than she was married. Her husband, a man with a wild imagination but a weak mind. He was born the year the Titanic sank. That should have told me something. Now, central air for the worst of the heat. In her lifetime, organ transplants, space flight, television, artificial hearts. On still nights, she sleeps with just a sheet, the window open wide, summer's heat hard and dry. A poem, Portrait of Viola, by William Reichard, from his collection Two Men Rowing Madly Toward Infinity, published by Broadstone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.